Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a question that I know a lot of people are wrestling with, especially down here on the Gulf Coast. Should you buy with cash or should you finance? It's such a common debate, and honestly, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. So David, thanks for being here. This is something you deal with all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. And you're right. It's probably one of the most common conversations I have with buyers. Whether you're a first timer or a seasoned investor, this question always comes up. And the thing is, it really depends on your individual situation, your goals, and what the market looks like at any given time.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What are the biggest advantages to actually paying cash? Because I think a lot of people assume that's always the way to go. Right?
Right. So the obvious one is no mortgage payment. You own the property outright. There's no lender involved, no interest you're paying over 15 or 30 years. But there's more to it than that. When you're a cash buyer, you're incredibly competitive in the market. You can close fast. You don't have to worry about appraisals falling short. And sellers love that certainty. Plus, you've got flexibility. You can negotiate harder. You can take on properties that might need work because you're not constrained by what a lender will approve.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I hadn't really thought about the appraisal thing. So you're saying a lender might look at a property and say, nope, not worth what you're paying. But as a cash buyer, that's not your problem?
Exactly. And that can be a real issue, especially in markets where prices are moving quickly or in areas with older homes that might not appraise as high as you'd hoped. As a cash buyer, you're making your own call on value. You're also avoiding all the lending fees, the underwriting, the inspections lenders require. It simplifies everything.
Okay, that makes sense. But I'm guessing there's a flip side to this, right? Because tying up all your money in one property, that's gotta have some downsides.
Absolutely. So the biggest one is liquidity. Once your cash is in a house, it's not liquid anymore. If you need money for an emergency, a business opportunity, or anything else, you've got to wait to sell the property or take out a loan against it. And there's an opportunity cost too. What else could that money be doing? Could you be investing it elsewhere, getting returns in the stock market or other ventures? When you finance, you're keeping your cash available and flexible.
Right, right. So you're not just paying interest. You're also potentially missing out on other opportunities. What about from a tax perspective? Is there anything there that people should know about?
Great question. So when you finance a property, you get to deduct the mortgage interest from your taxes. That can be substantial, especially in the early years of a loan when you're paying mostly interest. As a cash buyer, you lose that deduction entirely. Now, if you're in a primary residence, the benefit is less dramatic, but for investment properties, it can really add up. You should definitely talk to a tax professional about your specific situation.
That's smart advice. So you've got this trade-off, right? Cash gives you simplicity and certainty, but financing keeps your money flexible and gives you tax benefits. How do you help someone figure out which path is actually right for them?
So I usually start by asking a few things. First, what's your financial situation? Do you have enough cash reserves even after buying the property? Never put all your eggs in one basket. Second, what are your goals? Are you looking for a primary residence or an investment? Are you trying to build wealth over time or just find a place to live? And third, what's the interest rate environment like? If rates are low, financing makes more sense. If rates are high, cash becomes more attractive. It's really situational.
That's really practical. So there's no universal answer. It's about matching the strategy to where you are in life and what the market is doing. Is there anything else that Gulf Coast buyers specifically should be thinking about that maybe someone in another part of the country wouldn't?
Yeah, good point. Insurance is a big one down here. With hurricanes and coastal risks, your insurance costs are higher than inland. That's something to factor into your decision. Also, the market here moves fast. Inventory can be tight, especially in desirable areas. So being a cash buyer can really give you an edge. But at the same time, property values here have appreciated well. So financing and leveraging that appreciation can work really well too. It's just a different calculus than you do elsewhere.
That's really helpful perspective. So my takeaway is there's no bad choice here. It's just about understanding your own situation and what you're trying to accomplish. David, thanks so much for breaking this down. This is the kind of stuff that people really need to think through carefully. And I appreciate you making it make sense.
Hey, I appreciate that. And honestly, if anyone's wrestling with this decision, just reach out. Every situation is unique, and it's worth having a real conversation about what's best for you and your family.